The PACT Act seeks to provide health care for veterans through the VA. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is Congressman Stephen Lynch. Congressman, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me.
So just so people can be clear, what exactly does the PACT Act do?
So the PACT Act allows about 3.5 million veterans to be eligible for benefits because of their exposure to various toxins. This goes all the way back to Agent Orange and our Vietnam veteran generation, but also all the way forward through the most recent conflicts in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We've had, I think, over 3 million veterans who have served in those different wars, and some of them have been exposed to burn pits exposure, radiation exposure, many highly toxic substances. So what this bill does is it adds 23 different exposures that are now presumptively eligible for veterans benefits because of the individual service in a certain location. So it doesn't require them, as it did before, to go through an onerous process of proving their eligibility. If the DD-214, which is it's a record that tracks the deployment of each and every man and woman in uniform, shows that they were in a certain location at a certain time during certain years, they're automatically eligible to go to the VA. They'll be eligible for benefits, but they do have to sign up. And so retroactive benefits, which means from when the bill passed in October of 2022, are only eligible until August 9th. So there's a deadline here for retroactive benefits. So if someone walked in today, signed up for those benefits, and was actually exposed, they would be automatically eligible. And also family members can sometimes be eligible as well for benefits from the VA as a result of that exposure. And there's no questions asked. If they've been in a certain location, as I said before, they're automatically eligible. Now, after August 9th, they're still eligible for benefits, but those benefits would be prospective. So they wouldn't get the retroactive benefits. That's why I'm urging as many veterans as possible to sign up. We've already had over 600,000 veterans sign up before the deadline. They're eligible for the retro benefits, but there are many more, and we've got... And it's not just for Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam. Also, if you've served in during the Gulf War, if you served in certain areas in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, if you've served in Somalia, there are in Syria, in Lebanon. So it's it casts a wide net in terms of potential exposure to these chemicals. So what we did was we passed a blank. Uzbekistan is another one. I actually personally added that because we had some local veterans that had been exposed during their deployment to Uzbekistan during the Afghanistan war. So we added Uzbekistan as well. So veterans are encouraged to come in, sign up for these benefits, but also they can register for VA health care while they're there. So there's a lot that can benefit veterans and their families.
So they should just contact your office or is the VA directly?
So there are two ways. Of course, they can call my office. It's 617-428-2000, 617-428-2000, and we'll help negotiate the process with our veterans, no matter where you're from. And then VA.gov is a website that kind of lays it all out there, and it'll explain in great detail the contours of this legislation.
All righty, Congressman. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having us. Thank you.